Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Anyway, thank you for coming back to my channel. This one is about Catherine Birbal Singh, who's been well known in the media for a few years now and has been dubbed by, I don't know which publication, the United Kingdom's strictest headmistress. Well, 51-year-old Miss Birbal Singh, she's well known for being headmistress of an inner London school, state school. And she's had a transformative effect on that school. Is right beside her Wembley Stadium. She has raised the results extraordinarily. So she is an icon for some, particularly on the political right, Michaela Community School. Now it's a free school. Things that Michael Gove set up when he was Education Secretary, just after 2010. Now Gove is an evil, lying scumbag, a bigot, a liberticide, and so on. But not everything he did was wrong. So free schools—they're funded by the taxpayer, but they're less regulated than most state schools. And so they've been a quite successful experiment in most cases, not in every case. There was one in London where they recruited a headmistress, something like 26, who didn't have a PGCE and I think no teaching experience whatsoever. I'm very anti-PGCE. If you don't know what they are, the postgraduate certificate of education. Of the people who taught me, almost none of them would have had that. So according to the statist philosophy, I didn't go to school at all because the places I went to school were had minimal regulation. My prep school had like one light touch inspection in 20 years. An inspection just lasted a few hours. And things like that. There were flaws in the school, but that wasn't the problem. Remember my housemaster yonks ago saying there are far too many bits of paper that were in this world. He was right. You're talking about the 90s, but it's got so much worse. I mean, it was online forms, but the principle is the same. The free schools, they were allowed to recruit people to teach who didn't have PGCs and so on. So they're able to recruit people that they couldn't otherwise get, fill posts, and it was much, much better. You know, form filling doesn't help anyway. Now we're just stacks and stacks of paperwork, generating pointless paperwork. The futility of it frustrates me, drives me insane, wasting people's time and not helping you do the job, getting in the way of doing the job. Who does this benefit? To the bureaucrats, it's just make work for them. They don't need to know why they're collating all this data. It's infuriating because there's a severe shortage in STEM subjects for teachers, as in science, technology, engineering, maths. I mean, obviously, they don't teach engineering as such, but biology, chemistry, physics, well, not biology as much, IT, mathematics, economics, business studies. Now, if you're a graduate in those subjects, why would you go into teaching? Some people want to, and they're good, fine. Some people, because they're so bad, they can't get a job in the private sector because we don't have enough STEM graduates and they're snapped up by the private sector. So you can get have a third class degree from the worst university in the United Kingdom and still get a job like that. You know, I know some state schools, they advertise a maths job in February, the peak time of year for applications. They get zero applicants. I tell you it's the peak time because you have to give at least a term's notice to leave. So the last day you can resign is the last day of the Easter holidays, which is usually very early April. And then once you're in the summer term, if you resign then fine, but you can't leave till December, because you're not giving a whole summer term's notice. You are giving a whole autumn term's notice, and so on. So start advertising positions after New Year, January, and particularly into February. That's the middle of the spring term. March is like end of the spring term, and a lot of the jobs are taken. So she has really had a transformative effect in that school and turned it around. So Miss Birbal Singh comes from an unusual background, in as much as she's born in New Zealand to a black Jamaican mother, I think, and an Indian father, I think Sikh, and so on. Grew up in Canada and shifted to the United Kingdom when she was 15. So she's seen education systems in two other different countries. And then she went up to New College, Oxford, where she read French and philosophy and started teaching in state schools in South London. So yeah, she's written a blog about her experiences. So she applauded some of the education policy, the Conservative Party, without taking a position on politics broadly. But even she acknowledges she's a small C conservative, as in not necessarily a supporter of the party, and so forth. So she's been highly effective. There was that blog that she wrote anonymously to Miss with Love and so on about the difficulties of working in these state schools. So she says we must no longer be making excuses for low standards. We must insist on high standards and so on. And but letting people off with these excuses is poverty their expectations. It keeps people in a poverty trap and so on. Now she said that she's been trolled by online bigots with racialism and with misogyny and so forth. So she's a very, very strict. Now I think it's seldom good to be on the wrong end of this, or any, on the extreme end of any spectrum. I wouldn't want to be the strict headmistress to be in charge. And her children are overwhelmingly ethnic minority, and she says there must be no excuse about racialism, this or that, if you don't like something. And she insists on tucked-in shirts, enforcing uniforms, a uniform policy, which I mean, I think is preposterous. I think it's so unimportant. I've seen schools with uniforms, without uniforms. I don't think uniforms improves things, but I know there's this idea of cloth cognizance. So there's this general idea of discipline, of getting it right, of conformity, of adherence to the rules. I mean, I think you choose your battles, and life is too short to saying to waste it saying tuck your shirt in. You've only got so much breath. And anyway, so much time of the day, save for things that actually matter. Or no mobile phones, absolutely not. And I have heard of schools, especially for those who are neurodiverse, the opposite they're allowed to. I saw a sixth form college where they were allowed to text as much as they wanted in class, a bit of an electronic cosh. I'd rather they were doing that than disrupting. It keeps them quiet sometimes. And generally, they are looking things up for school, but okay, sometimes they're just playing games or wasting, but it means that there's less bad behavior. But anyway, it seems to have been highly successful for her. There's no way you can question that. She's really made things a lot better for the school in that regard. She's brought in singing nationalistic hymns, Jerusalem, I vow to thee my country. One about that Jerusalem is a lot of our pupils are Muslim, and it's a sort of a Christian hymn and so on. She has sort of mixed feelings about the Black Lives Matter movement, and she says we're not going to inculcate people in the idea that there's white privilege and things like that, and said there'll be no unconscious bias training in her school. So that is Catherine Birbal Singh, and she says if there was a trans child, she'd be as helpful to this transgender child as she could. So even her most inveterate critics have to acknowledge she's achieved some astonishingly impressive results. There's got to be something to her methods. Can this be replicated everywhere? I'm not sure. So she is a public critic of Bridget Phillipson, the education secretary. Like now, most education secretaries, Bridget Phillipson has never taught a day in her life. So Bridget Phillipson, and I saw a very long interview, was always harping on about how done me, about how difficult her life was, that her father walked out of them, and that the government wasn't doing enough. And the person to really blame, of course, was her father. I mean, he's not obliged to be there, but he sent any money. And so it was all this woe is me and wailing. And okay, she did have a difficult childhood, and then did well at school, went on to Oxford, where she read French and history, and then worked in like charities or something like that in Northeast England, where she's from, and was elected an MP very young. So only actually worked about 6 years in her life, and therefore was just bringing very little to politics. What experience can she bring? But is overly opinionated on education, a topic about which she knows nothing, and doesn't seem to try to educate herself on this topic. And so Miss Birbal Singh said that Bridget Phillipson is a Marxist, and Bridget Phillipson just doesn't ask the right questions, has preconceived ideas, has never bothered to try and find out these things. Yeah, it's just prejudice on this one. You might agree with her, but you should arrive at these views through some proper process of ratiocination, and that's not the case. And Miss Birbal Singh says that's it. She's invited the education secretary to visit a school, and Miss Phillipson has not deigned to do so. And all right, there are thousands of schools she could visit. She couldn't miss every one. But Michaela Community School is a particularly fascinating one, and has achieved one of the most dramatic turnarounds I've ever heard of. And anyways, Miss Birbal Singh says, where's treating me better? Now, where's treating evil, evil, cruel, murdering bastard, a terrible danger to children? But there are good things about him, in as much as that he is inquisitive and he's cognizant of his own ignorance. He's willing to educate himself, and he does listen, which Bridget Phillipson does not. So she's a terrible education secretary, Bridget Phillipson, going to take away free school status. I'm going to impose more regulation. They're going to make the shortage of teachers even worse. Has helped put a lot of independent schools out of business, sending even more schools to children to state schools, which is overburdening. They can't even cope as it is, and she's aggravated that situation. So if you can't teach at the PGC, so there'll be fewer teachers, particularly of chemistry, of physics, of IT, of mathematics, where there's a desperate paucity of teachers in these subjects. And she's just made it even worse. And she knew that, she's warned that, just because of her statist preoccupations, that you have to have these bits of paper. It is preposterous, it's ludicrous, and she is actively harming the education of people's children. Now, I think her remit only extends to South Britain because of devolution, but some similar trends are playing out in Northern Ireland, Wales, and Scotland. Well, that's it, Catherine Birbal Singh. I wouldn't want her in charge. I do think that she's too much of a control freak. I wouldn't want that level of authoritarianism. But I have to hand it to her. There's no way I can doubt that she has achieved an astonishing improvement in her school. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.